to our webinar today. I'm Mike Lawson with C Broadcast, and the webinar today is hosted by the fine folks at Pulsate. They are a mobile-first member engagement platform that works with over 250 financial institutions. Let me say that again, 250 financial institutions nationwide, reaching more than 15 million consumers out there. That is a big audience for sure. So we're very happy to bring this webinar to you today. And it's the topic today is making it personal for members in mobile. And very excited about this because, as we all know, that mobile channel is very, very vital, quite vital to the success of your credit union. And we are going to have Clearview Federal Credit Union's focus on personalization in the mobile channels that helps them drive the member engagement, their retention, and obviously their growth. So, but before we get into that, we have a little bit of paperwork to do. I see Stephanie, you're smiling there. I'll get to you, Stephanie, hang on. At the very end. So if you guys have questions or anything like that, hopefully we'll have a little bit of time afterwards to do a quick Q&A. But if you do, throw them in the chat, and then Rosemary will kind of gather them and compile them, and if we have time at the end, we'll throw some extra questions to Stephanie there, and she'll be glad to answer them. But if we don't, then we'll get to them afterwards, and we'll email you. We'll get you all that stuff. We'll get you the information one way or another. But again, we're hoping we'll have a few minutes at the very end here. So, all right, let's get to our esteemed guest of honor. Today we have Clearview Federal Credit Union's very own Stephanie Yakovich. Stephanie, how are you today? How are things in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. It's a beautiful fall day here.
Yay. So it is the time. I'm actually up in Spokane, Washington, and it is really fall here, and it's a whopping 41 degrees in Spokane, Washington. So just to give you a quick weather update, it's chilly here. All right, well, let's get on with the show here, shall we? Again, our topic today is making it personal for members in mobile. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about Clearview Federal Credit Union, Stephanie. Tell us what you guys are all about and how you serve your members.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located in southwestern Pennsylvania. We serve 10 counties in that area, and we like to call ourselves Pittsburgh's largest credit union. We're also, little plug, the official credit union of the Pitt Panthers. Some of our other stats. Some of our other stats, we have about 112,000 members with over $1.7 billion in assets.
Okay, you guys are serving a lot of folks there. So obviously mobile is very important to you guys out there. So I want to get to your role first, though, because you are heading up all the marketing efforts there and stuff like that. So give us a quick 411 on your responsibilities at Clearview.
Yeah, I have the privilege of being the director of marketing communications here, and I have an awesome team that I get to help oversee our marketing automation platform primarily. Mm-hmm. And we use that, of course, for acquisition, onboarding, and retention of our members. And that team that I mentioned, I get to help lead them through creative campaigns and other member communication strategies.
And your job must be quite the adventure every day, because it's changing every day. I think something major will have happened by the time this webinar is over. So every day is an adventure for you. I could only imagine. So on the marketing topic here, so how have you seen marketing change and evolve within the credit industry over the last few years? Because it's obviously, I mean, for obvious reasons, it's changed a lot because of what happened a couple of years ago and kind of feeling the after effects of the pandemic. So what have you seen just from your perspective, Stephanie, as far as how marketing has changed for not only your credit union, but what you've seen in the industry?
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, certainly not unique to us. I don't believe in any way, but we've definitely seen an influx in adoption and usage of our digital channels. Mm-hmm. So about 55% of our membership, they're using digital banking. There's been that transformation on how members and even potential members are communicating with us. To that end, you know, we're transforming how we communicate with them. Like we were able to launch something called Clearview Live, which mm-hmm. is basically FaceTiming with members or prospects wherever they might be from a mobile device or desktop. So just like that is transforming. Therefore, you know, our marketing has evolved to mirror that. There's obviously value in traditional messaging. We didn't stop that by any means, but you know, that increase in digital is the opportunity to meet the consumers where they're at.
Yeah, no doubt. And they all complement each other, right? So the digital, the video, the traditional stuff, it all complements each other, right? And that's, I'm sure you're finding that on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely. And we're efforting, that's part of our digital transformation, you know, efforting to make that digital conversation near the when there are in-person communications or face-to-face interactions, you know, how do we make that cohesive?
Right.
But, you know, that's what we've come to expect. And I'm sure everyone on the call can speak to that in their, you know, everyday normal life outside of work. We've all come to expect seamless digital interactions and, you know, the marketing messaging that's out there. We expect it to know us and know what our needs are.
You talked about expectations, member expectations and experience. What do you mean by the personalization of it and what do they expect from personalization today? Because it's obviously evolving quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I can speak to how, like, we're evolving. Like I mentioned, you know, part of that, again, digital transformation has been shifting away from that marketing calendar. I started as an email marketer, so I will always reference it as an email calendar, but really, I mean, general. So, you know, and we would have that calendar and this message about auto loans is going this day to all members. Or home equity, or, you know, it was just on the calendar because it worked and we need to talk about it. You know, that I'm not saying that we never send those kind of messages, especially when it comes to, you know, community efforts or giving back, or it's like things that people need to know, members need to know.
Right.
But that's definitely not the norm anymore. You know, we are really efforting to send those tailored, personalized communications because we have the data to understand the individual needs. And like I said, that's what people have come to expect. So that shift from what we like to call that batch and blast mentality to personalized messaging.
Yeah, I think some people call it like spray and pray or the shotgun approach, is hoping, just sending something out there and hoping it sticks. But that's not what's working today. So how have you found that the personalization has been more successful than the batch and blast? Because I know, like you said, there's a reason for the batch and blast. Still, if there's a kind of a community thing going on, but for the personalization part of it, have you seen that being more successful than batch and blast?
Absolutely. You know, we see that in all of our digital KPIs. If it is a message that I've scheduled, those KPIs, you know, I wouldn't say they're not successful, but you can't even compare it to the ones that are automated or triggered by some sort of data point.
Yeah. Talk about engagement. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No. I'm just, you know, that goes back to you just have to have that data-driven mindset. You know, as a credit union, we're so fortunate to have all of this member data. It can be actually overwhelming at times pick through, find the important bits, you know, and think about what those communications are in that buyer's journey and how you can, you know, guide people through that.
Indeed. And so how can credit unions make a personal connection with members, especially in the world of mobile? Let's kind of get down to the focus of our topic here, because obviously, as you well know, and a lot of folks out there watching, mobile is so vital today to a credit union's success and keeping that member engagement. So what have you seen out there as far as personal connection? How do they make that?
Yeah. So, like you said, mobile has definitely become a really important part of our marketing strategy. And as we found our way, like, you know, we like to say that we're digital first mentality here at Clearview. And we're really working to define what that means in our member experience culture, because we want our members to feel like we know them, know their needs. And even if that doesn't mean that they're stopping in the financial centers to have that personal interaction with our frontline staff. So we're really trying to translate that into mobile messaging, overall digital messaging as well. And of course, Pulsate is helping us do that. And I can get into some of those specific use cases if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it's easier to speak to the personalization when it comes to our specific examples. And one of the really powerful things, I mean, I could go on and on about Pulsate, but one of the powerful things that we love to leverage is geolocation, because you know, in our other marketing efforts, you know, we love to say that we're listening to that digital body language. Mm-hmm. Well, Pulsate is helping us know, like, their physical language, if you will, and then the least creepy way possible.
Yeah, that's important too.
But yeah, so when we started our journey with Ball State, we knew that we wanted to leverage geolocation. So because we, like I said, we not only knew when, but where they were at. And so we know what kind of purchase they're considering. So it made sense for not only our bottom line, but that kind of capability to focus on auto loans. So after a little bit of time and research, I set up geolocations for auto dealerships that are in our field of membership areas that we don't already have a working relationship with. So, and then of course crafted some communications. And in this instance, I decided to go with a push notification.
Okay.
So how it works is, a member who has the app, they enter the geolocation and they dwell there, meaning they hang out for a couple minutes. You can set that time. And then if they meet that requirement, then that push notification goes out, which of course in this instance was about, hey, Clearview has direct auto loans. It's quick and easy to apply. And that's that push notification. We're all familiar with push notifications, you know. So it's very much that timely message, in your face, relevant message.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person, member, would click on that, on that message, it takes them to their feed card within the mobile app. So we'd talk a little bit more about how easy it is. And then that call to action goes to our landing page, where, of course, if they wanted to look up rates or know any other information, or maybe they weren't ready to apply yet and they wanted to talk to somebody, you know, they could do those things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ultimately, takes them to the app and, you know, let's go.
Well, it sounds like a pretty simple process, and it sounds like it's very fast, very efficient, which is the name of the game today. As we all know, speed is the name of the game today, especially when you're trying to kind of get that transaction, in this case, like an auto loan. So yeah, you want that to be very quickly. And I think I learned a new term today, Stephanie, dwell time. I never knew that before. So tell me a little bit about more. Well, tell me just a little, I mean, just go off on a quick little tangent here, dwell time. Can you share with us what that means? Because you said where the consumer or the member here hangs out at the auto dealership for a little while. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Just real quick. Yeah, of course. You know, the geolocations, they can only, I don't remember the specifics, but they can only be so big. So you know, a member could be just like passing through an area and it wouldn't make sense. You know, they could just be headed to work and I'm like hitting them with that auto loan message.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't make sense. And then I'm like, that's weird.
They're like,
but yeah, so dwell time, that kind of solidifies that intent of purchase. So they're at that dealership and they're hanging out for 15, 20, maybe even 30 minutes.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So then we can, you know, feel good about sending them that auto loan message. You know, they're shopping around for sure.
I mean, that's just my curiosity. I just find this technology fascinating. It's so science fiction-ish, but it's our reality. And you guys are really using it quite well. So, how do you guys use your mobile marketing and impact? Let's say, how does it drive revenue growth here? So, can you share some points on that? Some real life examples of how it drives revenue?
Yeah, this is an ongoing campaign for us. So when I look at our Pulsate KPIs, that has a click CTR, so click through the open rate of 32%.
Oh my gosh.
So as somebody who started in email marketing, like I'm really, really super pleased with that 32%. Huge. And the other great thing, of course, with all digital things, with a couple clicks of the button, I'm able to update that message. So if we were to have like a special promotion or an offer on direct auto loans, like a special rate, that's probably not going to happen right now. But if that were to be a promotion someday,
it'll happen again. Don't worry.
Yeah, someday. I can change that message. So then that's automatically the next push notification that goes out. It'll be the updated message. For instance, we did a special offer. I don't want to call it during COVID times, but that is what it is. And that had a 53% CTR rate. So
what?
Really, really good stuff.
Wow. You guys are killing it. Oh my gosh. I mean, those numbers are like in the stratosphere. I mean, any marketer out there knows those are top-notch numbers for sure. You must be quite pleased, I would think, right?
Definitely not mad about it.
And can you share with us how the campaign, how it was conducted? And any other results or the impact even as well. So, you know, if you can dive into those weeds a little bit.
Like I said, we decided that the auto loan made the most sense to dive into for both our bottom line and the Pulsate use case. Yeah, so I don't know if I have any more information. If there's
That's all right. No worries. That one came out of left field. I apologize. So what are some other ways that Clearview is using mobile marketing, let's say, to drive member marketing? What are some other ways that you guys are leveraging this platform?
Yeah, so since I'm honestly just in love with the geolocation, I have another use case to share that it's similar but not nearly the same. We are very fortunate to be part of a pilot program with MasterCard Shop Local.
Oh, nice.
I like to call it a win-win-win. So we are helping drive business to our small businesses in our communities, and members who use their debit or credit card at any of those merchants, they get 5% cash back. So it's just, our vision is to help people to enjoy a better life. So that is just, like I said, win-win-win. Our members are winning, local businesses. So how we're doing that? There's very similar concept. We set up geolocations for the merchants who are participating, and then that same kind of push notification. So when a member enters that geolocation that's near a Shop Local merchant, which there's a very good chance, it's a new program, so they probably haven't heard about it yet.
Right.
So this is our way to inform the member that, hey, there's the Shop Local thing. You can get 5% cash back. And then the call to action is to put your zip code in, and then it'll show you a whole list of stuff that's close to you right now.
Oh,
so again, that relevant message at the right time. And very, very similar results with that one. When we think about CTRs, that one has, I believe, it's a little lower, 22%. But the even better thing, but still, again, still not mad about it. And the cool thing is, I did get a report back from that campaign. And it's, it's an ebb and flow, of course, as people are shopping. So we're seeing increases of spikes between 38% to 68% in weekly volume of those kinds of transactions at those merchants. Yes.
Wow.
So it's working.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so have you guys received any member feedback or member engagement, anything like that? I mean, because obviously the conversion rate that you're talking about are proof in the pudding that this stuff really works. Those numbers are incredibly telling that this strategy, these tactics are working really, really well. So any type of member feedback, anything like that, that you can share?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I like to, unfortunately, we all know that you tend to hear if something's bad. And thankfully,
right.
I haven't heard that yet. But that is a really good point. Push notifications are pretty, it's not as intimate, if you will, as a text message, but it's a little more in your face. So we are very, very strategic about our push notifications. Like every Pulsate campaign does not have a push notification. It has capabilities for other sorts of notifications, like an in-app notification, which is a little gentler. So the next time somebody logs in to the mobile app, we might say, hey, did you know that this is a thing? And then if they want, they can find out more information.
Okay.
So those, I don't say forced, but when a batch and blast more or so message is necessary, an in-app notification is definitely more appropriate. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Sometimes we're launching new digital features, and that makes total sense that you're in the app where the new feature is, so you want to talk about it. And that's
exactly.
There you go. Small batch and blast action. That is okay with
me. Yeah, no doubt. Oh yeah, that type of stuff is totally appropriate. And there's a whole science to this as well that I'm sure you are a well versed in, as because again, the numbers that you guys are reporting are top notch, and it's showing that you guys are doing something right and Pulsate is doing something right. And so this sounds like a really great partnership there. So having said that, so what does the future hold? What's on the docket for Clearview heading forward using this technology?
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite questions. How we started. we're always evolving, always growing, always learning. And that's the cool thing about, like I said, about that data and digital, we're always iterating and making it better. But when we think about the future at Clearview, we're really fortunate to be in the middle of a CRM integration. So we have, again, the opportunity to re-examine our onboarding. I am embarrassed to admit that Pulsate is not. I'm not using mobile messaging today as part of our onboarding, and I know that that's a myth. So as part of reimagining on an organization level or onboarding, I definitely intend for mobile messaging to be part of that. And the cool thing is it's going to be pretty easy to implement because there's native data in Pulsate. So for instance, the first time somebody logs into our mobile app, Pulsate knows that. So I can have that triggered message. So it can be, again, like an in-app welcome message with a feed card that maybe is a little tour or talks about these must-see, must-use resources or features in the app. So that's definitely something I plan to implement in the coming year. And then the next really exciting thing, you know, we talked about our GeoFence auto loan campaign, one of my favorites. The next step in that is even more exciting. Knock on wood, fingers crossed, budget and whatnot. we will be implementing our QNexus integration with.
Good folks.
And what that means is when I send that push notification because somebody dwelled at the auto dealer, I'm not only asking them to apply, I'm actually serving up their pre-approved offer. So they can literally, with a click of a button, redeem the offer and just be on their way.
Oh my gosh, you just took my breath away. That's like, wow. Okay, that's next level stuff that you're talking about here, Stephanie. Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. This is awesome. And when you talk about member onboarding, can you describe that real quick, especially in this process? I mean, just real briefly, can you just describe that real quick? What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure in our everyday life, we see this, like we with our first purchase at a merchant, or maybe you opened a banking account somewhere or a new auto loan, and it's just that messaging to welcome that member and, you know, give them some of the, like the nitty gritty, the how to make that payment. You know, just really introduce them to who we are in that functional way and then that community way. And then of course, eventually that upsell way.
Once you get down the line, you got to, there's a little, a few more steps in there for sure. To get that member's trust and get their loyalty. And then once you go there, then you're all good. Hey, before we close out today, can we talk about the implementation process real quick? Because I know over the years, I've talked to a lot of credit unions, obviously, about implementing various fintech or various technology solutions and stuff. And the question always comes up, well, what's the implementation process like? So can you share with us how the implementation process was with you and Pulsate? How you guys work together to make this a success?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you can tell, I'm a very candid person. So I will share that I'm very fortunate that I have a cohort on my team who deals with our e-commerce and these sorts of integrations. So she's much techier than I am. Not that you have to be for a Pulsate integration, but I checked in with her because it was seamless from my side. So I just wanted to make sure. It was seamless. It was easy. I'm pretty sure that we were up and functioning in 3 months. I think it could have been 2, but we put the brakes on it for internal communication, like letting our staff know that this is happening and what it means.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I remember, so my cohort's name, her name is Brittany. I remember her scheduling a meeting and, you know, I was getting ready to go to it, and I realized that it was with Sarah at Pulsate, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's the CEO. And so it was just really cool that, you know, we had that kind of communication. And so they really care about their partners and communicating and making sure that everything is going smooth and as expected.
Well, that just shows you what type of company Pulsate is when you can have that type of access to the CEO and she's readily available to talk to you guys at any time. So, I mean, that just shows you how willing they are to, you know, bend over backwards for you, take that extra step, all that type of stuff. And then just have that accessibility is really cool because as we all know in the credit union industry, that's par for the course. Accessibility from top to bottom is the norm for credit unions. So that's having that come from a technology vendor. That's tops for sure. Gosh, anything else? I think we covered a lot here today, Stephanie. Wow. So anything else to add to kind of close out here?
Yeah, we did. And I appreciate the opportunity. I can't speak more highly of Pulsate as a partner, as a vendor. They're always helping us, learn and do more with their really awesome tool.
Yeah. This is pretty good stuff. And you guys are still scratching the surface here because you got a lot more to do with it. So really excited to revisit. Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. A lot of fun. I'm going to go back to the top of the show. Your job must be so much fun and quite the adventure every day, because you get to kind of play with these tools and see how they work. And then the numbers that you reported earlier are just, they're stratospheric. So you guys are doing really, really well there. So good stuff. Alrighty. Rosemary, any questions in the chat, or are we good, or what are you seeing out there?
Yep. Hi guys. Thanks. Hi, Rosemary. Thanks a million, Mike. We have a couple of questions that came in here in chat. Don't get to them all. We'll follow up offline with you. The first question that came in is Pulsate, I know you talked about the implementation, but this question is actually about whether or not Pulsate itself is hard to use.
Absolutely not hard to use at all. it's online, so you go to your web browser, you log in, and it like literally steps you through. Like, it asks you what kind of campaign you want to run. And like I referenced earlier, what kind of, is it a push or an app or just a feed card? So you make that selection and it literally walks you through every step. And there's things that you can turn on and off. Like, say you wanted, speaking of personalization, if you wanted a personalized, like, hey, Stephanie, or hey, Rosemary, you can add that in, you can turn that off, you can add an image, not an image. And then it walks you through, how are you segmenting? Is it a geolocation? Are you importing a list? Are you using, like I said, that native data in Pulsate? And like I said, just every step of the way, you literally just click next, next, next. You can preview it. You can grab screenshots for if you have a routing process. Very user friendly. Actually, just
I like the preview part. I like that preview. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, because then you can
see
that fear of like committing to a campaign, it like gives you that, like, the whole page is like stepping you all through, like, and this is going to happen, and this is happening, and everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just conscious of time. We've one more minute, so I'm going to ask you, there's another couple of questions here. I'll try and at least get one more in. So this question is about, actually the question says, can Pulsate be used for small dollar loans? And they've actually asked it in relation to, and I hope I get this right, payday lenders. So I think what they mean there is people who are coming up.
Yeah. That's a great use case. So I'm assuming, so this is where my brain jumped to. So if members were, maybe going to a place to get a payday loan to trigger a communication that would tell them about our solutions, which would ultimately, when we think about interest rates and the financial health of the member, would be a much better solution. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you want to take those people away from there for sure. Yeah, you want to grab them before they get into that vicious cycle for sure. So yeah, that's a great one.
And guys, I'm conscious of time, but just one real quick one, because it's a very interesting one. Rory has mentioned that impressive click-through rates from the campaigns, but do you ever get any negative feedback from members?
So that's a good question. And just being really mindful of when we're doing push notifications. So being candid, I've not gotten any negative feedback about push notifications. The only time that I have received any member feedback, and this was actually a setting that I didn't even realize, when you send just an in-app or feed card, there's a setting within your account that was clicked on for us that you had to click the call to action to make that badge go away, that little red dot that shows up on your app. So we had it turned on that we were forcing members to click the call to action, which obviously was not a great member experience or user experience. So once we changed that, then it was fine. And I haven't heard anything since.
Oh, cool.
And that was understandably a little frustrating.
Easy fix.
Mike, I'll hand over to you to close out. I'm just conscious that we've just gone over the half an hour. So I'll hand over to you to close out.
We'll wrap it up ASAP. Thank you, Rosemary. Yeah, thank you, everybody. Appreciate your time. We know it's a very precious these days, because we're all being pulled in 100 different directions. But thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us, and Stephanie and Rosemary. Thank you guys for being on. Stephanie, thank you for your expertise and all the use cases. And oh my gosh, the numbers they're reporting, again, they're off the chart. So congratulations on that. And I have a feeling that they're going to continue to go up as well. So keep up the good work there. All right. And then Rosemary, thank you to you and the folks at Pulsate for hosting this webinar. We really appreciate you guys and your support. support and what you guys are doing for credit unions out there. It's second to none. So awesome, awesome stuff. And every time I'm going to go buy an auto dealership, I'm always going to think about dwell time. So I got that in my brain today. So, but again, thanks again, everybody. This is fantastic. And again, if you guys missed any of it, or your friend or family or a coworker missed it, we're going to have a recording posted here pretty soon as well. So stay tuned for that. So again, thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you later.